感谢主的恩典，有机会那个弟兄姊妹的分享主的话语。
Thank God for His grace that I have a chance to share His word with you.
那个今天的讲义哦，我们就稍微有一点的交通啊，那个在我们基本上交通的次序是就是前面的四点哈，然后后面那些是也是谢谢胡适的弟兄们，他把一些圣经节把它列出来，然后作为我们的参考，主要就是前面的那个四点啊，那个第一个讲到和好，第二个讲到神的愤怒和忍耐，第三个讲到主题与基督和好，最后我们讲到如何能够实行神所附托你我的那个和好的那个执事。
Today we're going to share according to the program the first four points, and then the latter three are just some verses and thanks to the brothers and sisters who had time to put those in there. So the first four points is the first one, restore friendship to harmony, and the second point, God's wrath and patience, and the third one, reconcile to God through Christ, and finally, how to be part of the ministry of reconciliation.
开始之前我们有点的祷告，不是的弟兄可以把那个大纲把它投影出来。
First, we'll have a prayer.
我们感谢你今天可以到达你的面前来，是因着你的血。
Thank God, that this morning we can come before you is through your blood.
我们来到神的面前，也来到你的教会的当中。
And we come before you and among your church.
都是因着你在十字架上所成就的救恩，完全的救恩。
And it's all because of your perfect salvation that you have completed on the cross.
你的血也满足了父神的要求。
Your blood has fulfilled the Father's requirements.
你的血也能够洁净我们的心，洁净我们的良心。
And your blood cleanses our conscience.
我更感谢你，你的血也是堵住了头顶魔鬼的攻击。
And thank the Lord that your blood also defended us from the attack of the enemies.
我把一切的赞美荣耀都归给你。
And we give you all the honor and glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名，好吗？
And in Jesus' name, Amen.
今天跟弟兄姊妹交通的一个这个题目就是和好的执事
and
morning, 和好的职分。
This morning the topic that we're going to share is the ministry of reconciliation.
这个职分有的时候在中文的圣经里头就翻作执事，英文就说秘书。
And in the translation of 职分 is ministry.
什么是职分？什么是执事
？So what is the what is the ministry?
职分、执事，简单来讲就是一件事情。
And simply, it is one thing.
这件事情是有关神旨意的事情。
And it's about His will, about God's will.
也是神所托付的事情。
And it's something that God has given us.
这个执事乃是透过一个爱主的人。来完成这一件事。
And it is to accomplish this one thing through someone who loves God.
一个爱主的人来执行神所附托的事。
And he points us to what he has given us, his ministry.
是有关神旨意的事。
It's about his will.
因为这个职分，这个职事，就根据罗马书十二章，我们知道，这个永远是神的一个恩典，神给我们的一个恩赐。
And this thing through Romans chapter 12 tells us that it is a gift of from God.
在那边，使徒保罗讲，那个做执事的，就当专一的执事。
And he said the minister should be focused on this ministry.
今天我们讲到和好的执事，和好的职分。
And today we talk about the ministry of reconciliation.
我们怎么样能够实行神所呼托我们这个和好的执事？
How can we accomplish this ministry that was given to us?
像简单来讲，我们可以说到三点。
So plainly, there are three points.
第一个，你是一个跟神和好的人，借着耶稣基督与神和好的人。
And the first one is you are reconciled to God.
第二个，你是跟借耶稣基督跟人之间有和平、有和好的人。
And the other is that you're reconciled to through Jesus.
第三个来是说你是有主的生命的人，有主的生命，有主的性格，有主的爱的人。
And the third thing is that you are one that has God's character and
love and life.
And God's love.
简单来说，就是一个像耶稣的人，像基督的人。
Is one that is like Jesus.
与神和好，与人和好，一个像基督的人。
And reconciled with God through Jesus, and is one that is like Jesus.
下面我们就要交通到这个是和好。
First, we want to share about this word.Reconciliation.
我们可以从四方面来看。第一方面就是讲到和好就是和平，在翻译的里头有那个和平的意思在里头。
And the word reconciliation has the meaning of peace.
第二方面，这个和好是有和谐的意思在里头。
And it's also a harmony.
一个和好、和平、和谐的人，乃是一个健全的。
And if you are in at peace or in harmony, then you are healthy.
所以我可以说，就是一个完全的人。
And you are perfect.
和好在圣经的里头。我们特别我们都知道是借着十字架，耶稣的十字架使我们与神和好。
You know that the reconciliation is through the cross.
十字架到底是什么？
And what is the cross?
我们可以说是耶稣顺从了神的旨意，舍命流血在十字架上完成了救恩。
And the cross is Jesus' obedience to die on the cross to become the salvation for us.
十字架也可以说是神的大能，这个使徒保罗在哥林多前书跟我们讲的。
And it is the power of God.
保罗说十字架的道理在内亡的人为愚拙。
And for others, the cross is looks like it is
foolish.
It's foolishness.
在我们得救的人却是神的大能。
But to those who are saved, it is the power of God.
我们不只是借着耶稣的血与神和好，我借着耶稣的救恩，我们十字架，我们更是借着他的十字架与人和好。
Not only we are reconciled to God, but through His cross we are reconciled to others.
还不只是说以神和好，以神和好，乃是跟这借着十字架，事实上耶稣基督使万有与他和好。
And also through the cross we are reconciled to all things.
这个和好和平，我们都知道，使徒保罗在加拉太书五章二节也告诉我们，这个和好，这个和平是圣灵所结的果子。
Through Galatians chapter 5:22, it tells us that this reconciliation is a fruit of the Spirit.
另外有一个非常宝贵的圣经节，就是在希伯来书十二章十一节所告诉我们的，就是讲到和好和平，既然能够结出和平的果子来。
And also, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, it tells us that this peace, this reconciliation, can produce a harvest of peace.
那么这个和好的果子，和平的果子，是经过神的管教所结出来的果子。
And this fruit that we bear is through the discipline that God has given us.
没有人喜欢接受管教。
Nobody likes to be disciplined.
但是实在是管教，神的管教对你我有处，有益处，叫我们能够圣洁像他。
And truly, discipline is beneficial to us so that we could become righteous like him.
我们主耶稣基督在希伯来书告诉我们，他因着苦难学习了顺从。
And also Hebrews tells us that Jesus.Becomes obedient through the discipline.
你我是经常接受主的爱的管教，好叫我们能够结出那个平安的果子来。
And God gives us in His love discipline us so that we can have a harvest of righteousness.
那么这个结果，欢迎你讲到，就是神的义，对不对
？And that is the righteousness of God.
那么这个和好的话，我们是讲到是一个健全，是一个健康的意思在里头。
And it tells this discipline can give us cause us to be perfect and healthy.
我们都知道，就一个婴孩，我看见那个孙子，他现在已经过了一年啊。那么就我们讲到一个婴孩，我们是怎么样的成长？
How does an infant grow?
我想基本上就两点，你如果让他吃得好，睡得好，他就是一个快乐的 baby.
And if you let it sleep well and eat well, then it is a happy baby.
那个我们去年的时候，神有一个给我们机会，能够到远东去旅行。
Last year, this year, God gave us an opportunity to travel in the Far East.
那神特别的恩典怜悯，我们带了一个九个月的 baby 跟我们一同旅行两个礼拜。
Through the grace of God, we took a nine-month-old baby with us to travel for 2 weeks.
我们在之前，我们有些担心，许多的忧虑。那其他弟兄姊妹也是好像在担心，替我们祷告。
And we were at first we would have some worries, and brothers and sisters were praying for us.
但是感谢主，我比较感谢神的，就是说，他因为神的恩典，让他能够吃得好，睡得好，他晚上九点钟七点钟就送他上床。
Praise the Lord that he, by the grace of God, he ate well and slept well, and he went to bed around 7 every night.
我们这大人碰到美国人、外国人，碰到从大陆来的旅客。
And we met a lot of people, whether it was from China or from the U.S.
你知道最受欢迎的是这一位婴孩叫小恩，他是最受欢迎的。
He was the most welcome.
因为他碰到人的时候，他有反应，他有微笑，他也不会哭。
And because when he meets people, he would smile and he would have response.
一个婴孩如果成长，他在正常的情况下，你好好的喂他，他好好休息。这个婴孩不得不成长。
And the infant, the baby, if you eat it well and let it rest, it cannot but grow.
当如果是生病的，那可能就会就不能成长，或者说生病了就失去了和谐，以至于不能成长。
And if it gets sick, then it will not be able to grow.
今天这世界上有许多的聪明人，他好像赚很多钱。
In this world, there are many clever people who can make a lot of money.
那可能是聪明，但是可能不一定有神的智慧。
Even though they're clever, but they may not have the wisdom of God.
他说心里头不见有神的平安跟喜乐。
And it doesn't mean that they have the peace and joy of God.
我们可以知道，因为他的生命中缺乏了缺少了和平，缺少了和谐。
It's because in their lives they are missing peace and harmony.
人可能倾向于极端的一面，偏用在工作或者金钱或者名利地位上面。
And man can put a lot of the focus on money and the reputation and the work.
但是在这里很可惜的，就缺乏了 一件事情，缺乏了注重跟神的关系，跟人的关系。
But unfortunately, it's missing that one thing: the relationship with God and the relationship with other people.
以至于在生命中就缺乏了平安跟喜乐。
And so, in their life, they're missing peace and harmony.
我不知道这个，也许这句话是跟听那有些或者青少年缺乏。我不晓得你平常吃饭的时候你喜欢吃什么？
For the teenagers and youth, what do you like to eat at dinner time?
我想，如果我不晓得，就你们喜欢不喜欢吃青菜、水果
？You like vegetables or fruit?
有没有喜欢吃青菜、水果？而不喜欢吃肉的有没有
？And you not like meat? Anybody?
我想这个问题你可以回答你自己。
You can answer the question yourself.
我想父母亲很辛苦，往往就讲到你要吃菜啊，吃青菜啊，吃水果。
Your parents always tell you to eat vegetables and fruit.
就为了叫你能够平衡发展。
So that you can imbalance growth.
有一个健康的身体。
And have a healthy body.
你知道在很多年前在澳洲有一个在奥林匹克得到金牌游泳的女士，一个小姐。
There's a lady in, a couple of years ago in the Olympics in Australia. She won the gold medal in swimming.
但是她有一个秘诀，她的父亲特别是着重帮助她，就着重在那个蔬菜，光吃蔬菜水果的这个途径。
And her father has a secret to help her focus on the vegetable and.
因为他身体非常好，他的游泳的速度非常快，他得到了金牌。
And she was very strong, and she was able to get the gold medal.
神当初创造亚当夏娃的时候，给他们的食物是水果，是蔬菜。
When God first created Adam and Eve, initially He was giving them vegetables and fruits.
这个我想我们还记得这个。很多年前在美国的 music industry 音乐界里头有一个人叫做一个女孩子叫做 Karen Carpenter
and, many years ago there was a lady called Karen Carpenter
那个她的声音是真是会吸引她带着磁性
and she has a very good voice
但是她就是偏执她到一个地步为了身材好那么光什么东西不吃，选择什么东西吃，到他发觉，这个毛病要医治的时候已经太晚了，他就很快很早就离开世界。
And because she wants to have a skinny body, she wants to not eat anything. And so by the time they find out the problem, she left very quickly.
我们讲到一个教会怎么样成长。
And how does a church grow?
一个教会如果它的状况是正常的话，一个教会一定成长。
And under normal circumstances, a church will grow.
那如果有问题，那么或者说失去了和谐，这个教会去妨碍教会的成长。
And if the church has problems in, and lost.Peace and harmony, then it will prevent them from growing.
我想一个教会的服事，大致我们可以有几方面：崇拜、服事、关怀或传福音。
And we can look at the different types of worship in the church, like worship, visitation, and serve and gospel, preaching the gospel.
如果是照着这个项目平均发展，那么而不是偏向某一个执事。
if we can have a balance, not just put more emphasis on one over the other,
我们就不需要教会不会成长,
and we will not have to worry that the church will not grow.
因为它是符合心意的,
because the service is according to God's will.
在过渡时期的当中, 有的时候好像教会不成长, 但最后总一定会成长。
And maybe in a short time, maybe it's not growing, but finally it will always grow.
我们下面就讲到一个题目，是我们所不喜欢听的，所不喜欢知道的。
And next we're talking about a topic that maybe we don't like to hear.
在罗马书3:25节就告诉我们。 信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不得永生。神的震怒常在他身上。
And John chapter 3 verse 6 to 36 tells us that whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
这个藏在里面，实际上原来是指的abide，是住在你的里头。
And this word remain means to abide, to living on you.
在罗马书3:25节，我们非常熟悉的，因为神用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
In Romans chapter 3:25 tells us that God has forbearance and that He had left the sins that was He had left sins committed. Beforehand unpunished.
我们再回到神的本性个性，神是圣洁公义的神。
And that returns us to the character of God. He is holy and He is
righteous.
当然神是一个爱的神。 And of course He is the God of love.
但是他是也是圣洁公义的神。
But He's also holy and righteous.
但是你我们人类，我们是一个污秽败坏的罪人。
And we are sinners.
罪的定义在世界上的定义，法律的定义就是，你如果杀人、你放火，那你被抓到了，那你就是犯法，你就是犯罪。
In the worldly standard, if you murder, if you steal or set fire, you have sinned.
那神的定义是什么？
But what is God's standard?
就好像人在打靶在射箭一样。
It's like an archer.
打靶射箭目的是要击中目标。
And the goal is to hit the target.
如果没有击中目标，那就是一个错误的行动。
And if we did not hit the target, then we have not done the right thing.
神是按照他的形象来创造你我。
God has created us in His image.
人的思想行为没有活出神的标准，活出神的性情跟形象，这个就是我们所说的罪。
And so, if we have not lived out God's image, then we have sinned.
我们说神是圣洁公义的神。
And we said that God is holy and righteous.
但是。 他没有办法看到罪，他没有办法容忍罪。
And he cannot withstand sin or accept sin.
那看到人的罪，他就不喜乐，他就不高兴。
When he sees the sin on us, he would not be happy.
就想到神对罪的反应是什么？就是生气。
And what is the response of God to sin? And that is His wrath.
这是表示说神。 对于罪的反对，
and that is his reaction to sin.
所以他的本性仍然是慈爱的神。
And his character is also that he is a God of love.
因着神是圣洁，人是污秽败坏的，所以人与神之间的关系，成了一个敌对对立的关系。
And because God is holy and we are sinful, then our relationship becomes an adversary. Relationship.
我们感谢主，我们都很喜欢很像103篇中的，我们的神是不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
And I really like Psalm 103 because it said that God is not easy to anger, and He is full of mercy.
但是他解决人的罪之前，他的态度是什么？
And what is God's attitude towards sin?
他就是忍耐宽容，忍耐宽容，宽容忍耐。
And he had patience and forbearance on sin.
这是神对罪人的态度。
And that is God's attitude towards sinners.
我们今天就回到今天的主题，我们下面讲到什么与基督和好。
And returning to the topic of today, how we can reconcile with God through Christ.
比如说我们讲到宗教，我们讲到基督教是也是个宗教，事实上是不太准确。
It's not accurate to say that Christianity is a religion.
其他的宗教就是人不人有罪，人不完全，人要想办法达到完全的地步，能够像神。
And other religions, because man is not perfect, they're trying to become perfect.
人可以说那个在中国或者是台湾，人民可以去向那个。像偶像拜拜，像妈祖啊，或者像什么观音啊，向他拜拜。
And in China, you can people try to worship the idols.
但是如果说好不好，今天晚上请这个观音菩萨或者是这个偶像，能够跟你一同在到你的家一同睡觉，你愿意不愿意？
And you want to have the tonight invite the Buddha to come and sleep with you at your house?
我想回答当然不是，因为吓都吓死。
Because probably not, because you would be scared to death.
我们要敬拜的、信靠这位神、儿子耶稣基督，那是不同。
To worshiping the Son of God, Jesus, is different.
神的名叫什么？以马内利。
What is the Jesus' name? He is called Emmanuel.
以马内利的意思就是神与你同在，与你我同在。
And Emmanuel means God with us.
永远住在我们的里头。
And He lives in us always.
我们说听到耶稣是非常特别的。他讲一句话，他如果他不是神的儿子，他就是疯子。他说我就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus said He is the way and the life and the truth, and he's special in that in what he says.
他不是讲到道路，他自己就是那个道路。
He did not only talk about the way, but he himself is the way.
他不是讲到真理，他自己就是那个真理。
He did not only talk about truth, he himself is the truth.
他不是讲到生命，他自己就是那个生命。
And not only he talks about life, but he is the life.
我们在罗马书里头，我们就说到主的话，我们也讲到两个祭，一个赎罪祭。
And in Romans we talked about the atonement.
但是他自己就是那个赎罪祭。
And he is the redeemer.
在罗马书里也讲到挽回祭。
And also talk about the sacrifice of atonement.
但他自己就是那个挽回祭。
And he himself is the sacrifice of atonement.
我不晓得我们这个，我永远记得，我年长弟兄曾经在讲台上交通过这些题目。
And Brother Fang has already shared about these topics.
这可以说是最重要的福音的真理。
It's the most important truth of the gospel.
简单来讲，赎罪祭和挽回祭。
Simply, atonement and redemption.
耶稣成为你我的赎罪祭和挽回祭，与神和好。
And he became our redemption and our atonement, so that we can reconcile with God.
我们再次稍微交通一点关于赎罪祭的事。
And we want to share a little bit about the redemption.
第一方面就讲到主耶稣对你我的拯救。
And talks a little bit about the salvation of Jesus.
希望你讲到他付上他的代价来拯救你我。
And he paid his price to save you and I.
如果我们再说一次，耶稣付出他生命的代价，把你我从罪恶的权势中拯救出来。
And Jesus paid the price with his life so that he can save us from sin.
我们犯罪，我们是应当受审判的。
And we should be punished for our sins.
但耶稣基督代替了你我的审判。
But Jesus bare our sins.
我们犯罪，我们应该是承受咒诅，耶稣基督承受了你我的咒诅。
And we should be cursed for our sins, but He became the one who is cursed.
我们犯罪的结果应该是罪的工价就是死，但耶稣基督承受了你我的死。
And the wage of sin is death, but Jesus became died for us.
我们今天这段圣经里头最后讲到，耶稣基督在我们里面成了神的义，你我成了神的义。
And we become the righteousness of God through Jesus.
所以你我称义好像没有犯罪的一样。
It's almost like we have not sinned.
挽回祭。
The sacrifice of atonement.
我们再说，神是圣洁公义的神，人是污秽败坏的罪人。
And again, Jesus is without sin and righteous, but we are sinners.
人神的关系是一个敌人敌对的关系。
And our relationship with God is one of adversary relationship.
神看见我们的时候，他就是生气，不高兴。
And when God sees us, He's angry.
我想我们真的往这个经验，在交男女朋友交朋友，刚接新婚的阶段，总是越看越顺眼，越看对方越看越喜乐。
When you're making friends with the the more you see your friend when you're dating, the more you like.
但是曾几何时，在活在现实的生活里头，一切都不同。
But if you live in reality, things would become different.
那么那个以前是越看越喜欢越高兴，现在是越看越生气，看到你就生气。
Before you, the more you see them, the more you like them. But now you, the more you see them, the more angry you get.
这是人，你我的反应。
And this is our response.
感谢主，耶稣基督成了你我的挽回祭。
And praise the Lord that our Lord Jesus has become our sacrifice of atonement.
神，他看你我之前先看耶稣基督，他里头就充满了高兴，就没有怒气。
Before God sees us, He sees His Son Jesus Christ, and so His wrath goes away.
我们今天来到神面前，我们这是一方面感谢神，因为他是慈爱的神。
And when we come before God, we thank Him because He is a merciful God.
但是他也是一个施恩怜悯的神。
And He's also one who is gracious.
但是另外来说，他是一个公义圣洁的神。
But on the other hand, He's also holy and righteous.
虽然我们不喜欢神的圣洁、神的公义，但是对你我实在是有好处。
Even though we may not like the holiness and the righteousness, but it is beneficial to us.
圣经有告诉我们，敬畏耶和华、敬畏神的人，乃是智慧的开端。
And the Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
叫我们更能够结出圣灵结出的果子，更能够敬拜我们的神。
So that we can bear this fruit of the Spirit and worship Him.
就好像人往往容易走偏，他觉得我一个人怎么样活着能够快乐？
How can we live and be happy?
如果没有任何的规定，没有任何法规，那么按照我自己所想的要做什么做什么，一定很快乐。
And if there is no rules and we can do whatever we want, maybe we think that we will be happy.
但事实上，反过来讲，我们都知道，这样是会妨碍你我成长的因素。
But actually, that can become the factor to stop our growth.
我们都知道你是成为父母的，特别 在还没生小孩以前，闹钟响了，那反正就把它按掉，闹钟响了，反正好像听不见一样。
The parents, when your parents, we sometimes don't,
Alarm o'clock.
Oh, 11 o'clock, we can,
We can set it up, but you can turn it off.
Oh, the alarm clock, we can set it up or turn it off.
那这是人的本性，就是这样。
And that's our nature.
但是当你有些小孩以后，那就不同。
But after we have kids, it's different.
小孩子一个有点动静，虽然睡在隔壁哭，你马上就起来。
And even though they might sleep in another room, when they make a noise, you will get up.
但是比闹钟还有用。
And it's better than the alarm clock.
这个能够帮助人的成长。
That can help us grow.
我如果承受基督，我们敬畏基督神的心，对我们属灵的责任，我们就能更能够成长。
If we have fear for the Lord, and we will have growth.
但是说感谢神，神成了我们的挽回祭，跟赎罪祭，挽回神的怒气，与神和好。
And praise the Lord that He becomes our redemption, and He is the sacrifice of atonement for us, so that we can reconcile with God.
耶稣的十字架不只是使人与神和好。
His cross not only reconciled us with God.
耶稣的十字架乃是与万有和好。
But it let us reconcile with all things.
那么在哥罗西书那边特别讲到，是借着他的血，基督的血与万有和好。
In Colossians it tells us that we can reconcile to all things through His blood.
如果有圣经你愿意的话，我们打开在以赛亚旧约第十一章有一段特别的记载。
And if you want to, you can turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
那边的描写，你想自己看到那个地上动物跟人之间的动物之动物之间人人之间的和平到底是怎么样
？And there you can see what the peace between man and beast.
在第六节里头，豺狼必与绵羊同居。
And the wolf will live with the lamb.
豹子跟与山羊同卧。
The leopard will lie down with the goat.
骚壮的狮子与牛犊必牲畜同群。
The calf and the lion and the yearlings together.
小孩要牵引他们。
And a little child will lead them.
这是一个怎样和谐的世界。
What kind of peaceful world that would be?
相信这些跟都跟主耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩、所成就的和平有密切的关系。
And there's a relationship between this and the reconciliation that Christ brought.
我们下面就继续加工到怎么样能够实行神所呼托的和好的职事。
And next, we're going to talk about how we can fulfill the ministry of reconciliation.
在我们交通第一点以前，我们是有点彼此的交通劝勉。
And first, we have some encouragement.
耶稣在离开天地上到回到天上去以前，他留下两个最重要的秘密。
Before Jesus went back to heaven, he left with us two.Most important commandments.
第一个就讲到我们要奉主的权柄，天上地下的权柄都已经赐给他，奉主的权柄去去传福音。
And he said that the power in heaven and earth is given to us, and then we have to preach his gospel through his name.
另外，我们要奉父子圣灵的名给人施浸施洗。
And then we have to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
要奉主的名，我们能够教训人遵守主的话。
And to teach in His name, teach them to obey God's commandments.
这是第一条大的命令。
And that is the big commandment.
第二条大的命令就是彼此相爱。
And the second one is to love one another.
如果我们讲到命令，意思就表示说，耶稣不一定要经过你我同意。
And Because it is a commandment, that means that Jesus doesn't have to have our agreement. He wants us to obey Him. And He's not negotiating with us. But it's you and I that will have the most benefit. You know that the Church of the Corinth has a lot of gifts, but they are also one that is divided. And when we talk about the book of Second Corinthians, it's because in their church there are sinners.
当哥林多教弟兄姊妹结党纷争的时候，这兄弟告上法庭去。
And when they're divided, not only they took the matters to the courts.
保罗讲：难道你们中间没有一个智慧的人能够处置基督徒之间的纷争吗？
And he said, is there not a wise person among you that can that can take care of these arguments?
要特别劝勉，迫切劝勉哥林多弟兄姊妹，你要彼此和睦。
And so he encouraged them to have peace among them.
我们熟悉的在马大福音第五章里头的那个八虎，其中有一虎是使人和睦人有福的，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
And in the Beatitudes, there's one of them is that blessed are the peacemakers.
耶稣并没有说爱和平的人有福了。And
Jesus did not say those who love peacemaking are blessed.
因为人人需要和平。We
all need peace.
耶稣也没有说一个什么事都不做，只是像一个温和和平的人有福了。And
he didn't say that we don't care about anything other than peace. Those people are blessed.
因为这种人，也就是说，就是我们好像不容易被任何事情所搅扰。Those
people are not troubled by things easily.
耶稣乃是说，使那使人和睦的人有福了。And
he's saying, blessed are the peacemakers.
好不好？你愿意，我们一起说两遍。 那使人和睦的人有福了。我们再来一次。那使人和睦的人有福了。英文的，我们说你，再念两遍。Let's
say it together twice. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers.
Amen, 不 Amen?
You say Amen?
Amen. 啊，声音好像不够大。Louder.
相信神这话就成了真实你我的祝福。And may His word be a blessing.
这就讲到神的儿女到底是有什么特性。
What's special about being the children of God?
神的儿女是满有神的爱的人，神的生命性格的人。
And God is, His character is filled with love.
神的爱是一个无条件的爱，也是一个舍己的爱。
And God's love is a sacrificial love, is also an unconditional love.
在马太福音第五章后面， 耶稣所说的，讲到神的爱，讲到天父的爱是怎么样的爱
？And in Matthew's, talk about the love of God. What is that?
他就讲到天父是叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。And
he said God's love is like shines on the good and the bad, and sends rain to the good and the evil.
最后一句话，耶稣的劝勉：你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。And
you have to be perfect like your Father in heaven.
使人和睦并不是要逃避冲突、回避问题。To
be a peacemaker doesn't mean that you're trying to circumvent these problems.
假装好像没有问题。As
if there are no problems.
我非常害怕把问题讲出来。We're
afraid to talk about the problems.
耶稣是神的儿子，他称为和平之子。Jesus
is the Son of God. He is
He is the Prince of Peace.
圣经中有一种人是你我是不喜欢，耶稣也不喜欢，就是法利赛人。
And there are some people that we don't like and Jesus don't like, and they're the Pharisees.
因为他们假冒为善, hypocrites.
Because they are hypocrites.
他们是说能，也就是说他们能说不能行。
Jesus said that they can say it, but they can't do it.
但耶稣说，他们所说的话是神的话，你们当然要听，要去实行。
And Jesus said, the word he preached is the word of God, and you have to act on it.
只是不要效法他们的行为，去做坏事。
But do not be like the Pharisees.
但耶稣在这里是显明他真实的温柔，但是他对于怀疑的人犯罪不对时，他仍然责备他们。
Jesus also rebuked the Pharisees when they were while they were committing sins.
同样在马大福第五章那里头，我们记得这个里头也讲到，温柔人有福的，对不对？他们要承受地图。
Blessed are the ones who are gentle.
那么在我的以前的印象里头，温柔的人好像是永远不会发脾气。
And those who are gentle, they won't get angry.
但是你回到希腊原文里头，它不是那个样子，它是讲到松软之道。
But in the Greek, it doesn't mean that. It means that they're in the middle of the road.
我们的主耶稣不是永远不发脾气。
Lord Jesus is not one that never gets angry.
他是一个温柔的人。
He is a gentle person.
但是耶稣基督对待华人的态度，他就把神的怒气、义气、怒气把它显明出来。
But before the Pharisees, he showed his anger.
这是个真的温柔的人。
He is truly a person who is meek.
这个是个真正的神的儿女。
And he is truly the children of the Son of God.
我们在说，人何物不是要姑息或单纯让步？姑息就是appease，就是。
To be a peacemaker is not to appease people.
而不是随便任人践踏，英文叫做 run over you.
Or not let people run over you.
但耶稣的心意，这不是耶稣心意，耶稣的心意乃是很多事情上，我们就要能够拒绝妥协，能够坚持立场，去面对罪恶。
And we have to stay our ground and face the sins.
下面很快，我们就讲到第一个。
First, I want to talk about the first way to in the ministry of.
第一个就是祷告。
The first is to pray.
祷告，再祷告。
Pray again and pray again.
当我们把问题先告诉神，祷告的时候，你往往会觉得惊喜。
And in our prayer, we have to tell our problems to God, and we will be surprised.
我们会发觉，我们这个祷告，我们就不依靠自己的方法使人和好。
And when we pray, we will not use our own methods to reconcile people.
当我们祷告的时候，神他就改变了你，可能改变了你，改变了我。
And when we pray, God will change you and change me.
神有可能改变了跟你冲突的对方。
And will also change the person who has conflict with you.
在还没有交通解决问题以前，问题已经解决。
And even before your fellowship, the problem is already taken care of.
大部分的冲突是根据没有被满足的需要。
And many conflicts are due to our needs not being met.
当你期待 你旁边的人，你的朋友，你的太太，你的上司，家里面的满足， 只有神才能满足的需要的时候，你一定会失望。
You will always not be happy because if you're relying on your boss, your spouse to satisfy your needs that only God can.
使徒雅各也提醒我们，我们在发生问题的时候有没有祷告。
And James also reminds us when we have problems that we pray.
他说你们中间的争斗斗殴是从哪里来？
And he said, where does your conflict come from?
他说你们得不着是因为你不祷告不求。
You did not receive because you did not pray.
求神恩待怜悯我们。
And may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们经常愿意来到神面前祷告，而不是去依靠人来解决人的问题。
And it is not through our ways that we try to solve people's problems.
第二个，我们讲到，你先和好，然后再献礼物。
The second is that first we have to reconcile before we offer gifts.
但是马太五章二十四节就告诉我们，无论你得罪别人或被人得罪，神期待你采取主动。
And whether you're the one who caused the conflict or other people that caused the conflict, you should be the one who takes initiative.
也是这样的，所以你们在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，你就把礼物留在坛前。
He said, if you remember that you have a conflict with your brothers, you should leave the gift at the altar.
先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
And then first go and be reconciled with your brothers, then come and offer your gift.
这是神给我们的秘诀。
And this is the secret that God has given us.
当然我们在交通在能够彼此和好的时候，我们所选择的时间，所选择的地点，我们不是在非常疲倦的时候，非常忙的时候来做这件事情。
And also, when we have to realize that when we do this, we don't not at a time when we're tired or when we're when we're tired.
那下面一个我们就很快彼此劝的，就讲到我们要学习快快的听，慢慢的说。
The other is that we have to learn how to be quick to listen and slow to speak.
多听少说。
Listen more, say less.
能够听到对方的感觉，对方的感受。
So that you can hear what the other person is feeling.
好，在腓立比书第二章第十节给我们的劝勉，当留意别人的事，不单单自己的事情。
And Paul tells us in Philippians that we should not only care about our own things, but also care about others.
在原来希腊文里头，如果回忆查，这个它是就是现在换成英文的，我们的望远镜跟显微镜 ，telescope 或者 microscope。
Yeah, it's so it should you know we should have both a telescope and a microscope.
主要就是那个学习先听对方的感觉感受。
The important thing is we need to hear about what the other person is feeling.
然后再来选择解决问题的方法。
And then find a way to solve the problem.
而且我们在这个话里头，就是前面弟兄给我们的劝勉，我们不要尝试的企图要说服对方，否定他的感觉。
And we have to obey the others and to also understand their feelings.
我们需要给我们有一个可听的耳朵去听对方所说的话。
So God would ask that God would give us a listening ear to hear the other person.
能够帮助对方在没有好像防备的心理状态底下，把他的话能够说出来。
And also be able to before they have any they feel that they need some protection, they can say what they want.
即使可能往往你我不同意，但是我们至少可以表示了解。
Maybe we don't agree, but at least we can show that we understand.
注意听，听对话说，乃是尊重他的意见。我在乎我们之间的关系，你对我很重要。
And to listen means that you're telling them that you're important to me.
我想在英文有一句话是很好的，那英文叫做 "People start listen when they know."You do care, 是不是
英文有一句话说 如果他人家会听你的话，如果他觉得你是你是关怀他的。
那么很快我们就下面讲到，也讲到下面一个讲到，先除掉我们自己眼中的梁木。
And the next, we are talking about removing the plank from our own eyes.
意思是讲到说，我们在神面前先受圣灵的光照，看我们自己有没有错误，有没有犯罪。
Meaning that in God's light, we will see whether we have faults.
当我们承认我们的软弱、有限、我们的错误的时候，那情形就大大不一样。
When we recognize that we are limited and we have faults, then the situation will become different.
当你我谦卑，这样谦卑的时候，对方能够消去对方的怒气，能够有一个和平的气氛出来。
When we are willing to humble ourselves, then we can reduce the other people's anger.
因为时间关系，很快就讲到要温和的回答。我想刚刚我们交通的时候，我们都明白这个。我们要有什么的温和的话语来回答对方，像箴言十五章在那所说的。
Yeah, and just like in Proverbs 15:1, it says that when we answer, we should have a gentle answer.
箴言十五章第一节告诉我们，回答柔和使怒气消退，言语暴虐触动怒气。
Proverbs 15:1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath." But a harsh word stirs up anger.
求主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
那个我真正知道，但许多抱怨的话没有用。
Just complaining is not very helpful.
最近我去走进一家餐馆，那个弟兄那个家那是个信主的家庭。
Recently believer, a family of believers went into a restaurant.
他给我印象很深，我们就提到说不要抱怨，因为越抱怨越糟糕。
And it gives me a very a deep impression that it's no use to complain.
相信神是爱你我，神在难处的时候，患难总要给你我开出一条出路。
And God loves us, and in trouble, He will give us a way out.
所以我们讲到一定要追求，不要追求和睦。
And finally, we want to say is to have every effort to pursue peace.
那么这个追求和睦，往往是你我要付上代价。
And many times we have to pay a price.
可能往往要你我付上你我的骄傲，牺牲你我的骄傲。
And we have to sacrifice our pride.
我往往要失去不自我为中心，而以神为中心。
And many times we have to give up being the center and let God be the center.
要去适应别人，为了别人的和好。
And to take care of the others, because we want to have this reconciliation.
在这世界上许多事情的看法，事实上不可能是每一件事情都是同意的，每一件事情往往都是不合理的。
In this world, we cannot have everything in agreement, nor can we have everything that is not in agreement.
我们着重的重点乃是在乎关系，而不是问题上面。
And the focus is not in the on this matter, but in the relationship.
当我们着重和好的时候，往往那问题的本身已经就不存在。
And when we focus on relationship, many times the problems will go away.
问题自然解决。
And it will take care of itself.
虽然往往我们的看法不同，对圣经的看法，对属灵服事上面不同，但我们仍然是朋友。
Even though maybe we don't see or we don't interpret the Bible the same way, the Word of God the same way, but we're still friends.
我们仍然能够彼此接纳，彼此相爱。
And we can still love one another and accept one another.
因为他讲的很好，比如钻石，一颗钻石，它可以用不同的角度发出它的亮光来。
And like a diamond, you can have many facets so that the light can shine in many different ways.
可是我们是期望合一，而不我们的神的心意，我们的期望是合一，而不是化一。
And so our wish is that we will be united.
在主的里头真正的合一。
and to truly be united in God.
但是在这里头，弟兄们，我不是说我们就是把这个问题就不管，我们还是要继续在神的爱中，继续的接纳，继续的交通，直到神的旨意成就。
So it's not to say that we take the problem and just forget about it, but continue to be in fellowship and pray.
感谢赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
耶稣基督在十字架上成了赎罪祭，成了挽回祭，叫你跟神有和平。
And that our Lord Jesus on the cross became our redemption and becomes our sacrifice of atonement so that we can reconcile with God.
感谢神，你我们称叫是称作神的儿女。
And praise the Lord that we are called the children of God.
我们有主的爱，主的生命，主的性格。
So that we have the love of God and the character of God.
爱我们所喜欢的人，爱我们所不喜欢的人。
So that we can love the people we love and love the people we don't love.
这个流露出神的爱，阿加佩的爱，绝对的爱，那个不舍己的，那一个舍己的爱。
So that we can show the agape love and sacrificial love.
我想一个人喜欢活在一个非常平安、和谐的家庭当中来过生活。
And we all want to live in a family that is peaceful.
同样，我想一个人也是一样，刚刚。 信耶稣，盼望找一个属灵的家庭。
So the person who just come to the Lord also would like to find a family of God.
当他发觉有一个教会，神的家是充满了和谐，充满了主的爱，他们就想进来。
So if they see a church that has the peace of God in, they would like to join them.
我们要跟彼此相爱，彼此接纳，更多和谐，显明主的美丽。 要更多的人就喜欢来进入，像这些一同的崇拜侍奉。
And if we can accept one another and love one another, we show the beauty of God, and more people would like to come and worship with us.
就像一个弟兄他所说的，就是他们在这几年七年的时间里头，有上千个人能够信耶稣，能够受洗归入主名下。
It's like a brother said, within 7 years, they have thousands of people that come to the Lord.
一个充满主的爱的教会，一个和谐的教会，人都想进来，人都想挤进来。
And love, a church that is filled with love, people will try to come.
他说，即使你把门关上，你只有唯有办法把门关上，那么这些人才不可能进来。
The only alternative is to to close the door so people can come in.
但愿神祝福他的话语。
And may the Lord bless His own word.
祝福我们的聚会。
And bless this worship.
一个和谐的教会。
A peaceful church.
也充满了主的爱、主的生命的教会。
A church that is filled with the life of Jesus.
当神的荣耀，这个当神的赞美跟敬拜。
So that God can have His glory.
And sing, yeah.